I guess we'll go ahead and move in. So welcome, all you men. Thank you for showing up here on a short notice for this call. And just so you know, I am recording the call so that it will be available for other men who were not available to be here this afternoon. And we're all getting together to talk about the next generation, the next step in our membership campaign for MKP USA, which we are calling the First 100 campaign. And I actually may put Dan Pico on the spot, if he doesn't mind being put on the spot this afternoon, to talk a little bit about the genesis for this idea. And then I and Keith Jarvis, myself and Keith Jarvis, will lead you through a little bit more of the details of the program and share some of the excitement that we're building here on our end. Dan Pico, would you be willing to speak a little bit about the genesis, where this came from?
Yes, I would be.
Cool.
I'm not sure just where you want me to start or begin, but... Well, I think most of you men are familiar with Stanford Act 1 and 2, which kind of gave us a vision for creating some professional talent at headquarters so we could operate our organization in a far more efficient and effective manner, take this gift of MKP to the world. And we needed Bruce Maxwell to build consensus across the country, so I call him Johnny Appleseed. So for you men that don't know it, he just did heroic work going to the centers and talking about this idea. And then we had this fund the plan last spring. So if we didn't have capital to invest in new systems and professional talent, none of this was going to work. And I took that as a referendum of whether we collectively, as men on mission, really wanted to do this. And we did it. We raised 400 grand. And that's the call we're having right now is an outcome of that capital. We didn't have systems. We didn't have Boyson on staff. We didn't have David Lang on staff. We didn't have John Bacon on staff. We had Keith Jarvis working his tail off. And now we got this team, and they can put these things together and make things hum. So I think membership is the next piece. That's the next step in bringing the Mankind Project to the world. Mike Elser's been huge in developing this, along with a number of other volunteers. So I don't want to take too much credit. I just had the idea of let's get this thing cooking fast. And the idea is each center have a goal of at least 100 new members in the first 100 days of 2012. And there'll be a donor pool that's being assembled to match those funds as they come in. So you'll have leverage and some excitement that way to have them go ahead and sign up. And I love it because it's the first time non-warriors can sign up. So anyone can sign up, your wife, your kids, neighbors, friends, therapists, your minister, coworkers. If they have a sense that this is a mission they can relate to, they've seen the difference it's made in you or other men, they can join us. And it just takes a minute to go online and click, fill in the information, say you're in, select the local center that will receive half the funds that are contributed, and off you go. So I think in 90 days, 100 days, we can totally transform this organization from what has historically been a brilliant but inward-looking organization with wonderful gifts of trainings and I-groups and community to an outward-looking organization that's about taking this gift to the world, shared mission, collaboration, and a generative openness to contribute to our cause. So I think it's all incredibly brilliant. I agree with Rich Tosi. I can't believe it's fucking happening. So let's do it. That's what I got. Thanks.
Oh, thank you, Dan. That yeah, well laid out, was well said. So the First 100 campaign is about the first 100 days of 2012 and getting 100 new members in every center across the United States in each of our 32 centers. So we called it the First 100 campaign. We are announcing it, bringing it out. You guys have, most of you have heard a little bit about it in phone calls over the last week. Some of you heard about it on the board meeting last night. We will be doing official launch announcements starting tomorrow and rolling it out. And then we've kind of set a date of April 20 as our closing, which gives us a full 100 days to work on this. And so there's an incentive, a pretty big incentive. A group of men came together as a donor pool and put together $30,000 and maybe a little bit more than that right now in matching funds. So the incentive here is that every time somebody goes to the membership website and signs up as a member of MKP USA and uses the selection tool there to select a local center to split their contribution with, an additional 50 cents on every dollar gets added from the matching fund before the split. So if somebody goes and signs up for your center, say Wisconsin, there are three Wisconsin guys on the phone here, goes to the website, signs up, chooses Wisconsin as their matching, an additional 50 cents on every dollar gets matched, and then the 50-50 split happens, and 75 cents goes back to the local center. So this is an incentive to kind of help us all jumpstart the membership campaign in early 2012 by saying, hey, there's an incredible opportunity for us to add money to our membership to support MKP USA in its mission and vision, growing the organization, and support us locally on the center level. I know that there are a number of centers already in the United States who are in planning stages or in early launch stages for membership campaigns across the United States, and this is kind of an additional thing to help jumpstart that. There will be more. There's a poster available that lays out the information very simply, very cleanly, exactly what we're presenting here. And then there is an additional, you saw it on the front page here of the MKP USA website. I put together a very simple widget that I can deliver out the code for this to any of the local WordPress administrators or center directors, or I can just help you get this widget built into your website as another way of adding to the promotional power as you're going along and getting this running. And then from there, there's going to be an additional level of support, which I'm going to have Keith come in through this, the first web page here, the first 100 web page. There's an additional back page, which is the logistics for this, which I will have Keith speak to a little bit. Go ahead, dog.
Woof. So, we anticipate that many centers will want to really drive this project at a local level. We've had some communities already very actively doing this before the matching funds have become available in this program, already taking advantage of the existing 50-50 split. And based on our assessment of the local community's needs and some requests that we've received and tried to support, what we have done is we've created a spreadsheet for every U.S. center, and that does include Windsor, Detroit, because they act like a U.S. center. They are a U.S. center as well as a Canadian center. So we have a spreadsheet, and that spreadsheet has our best contact data for every individual that has indicated that center as their current center of affiliation. And in that spreadsheet, it's got their best contact data, their membership status at the time of export, and we'll also have a link to a continually updated membership list. You've maybe heard us talk about the Elzer page, and that page is live, and it updates continually so that as new members come on, those are broken down by center alphabetically and by join date so that your center can actively track their outreach processes. So we've got these spreadsheets already created, and all we really need to make sure to be able to provide it to you is those centers that want to actively drive this. Now, your center doesn't have to. Men in your center can just find out about this, go to the website, sign up, and you'll still receive the matching funds in the split. But if you would like to very actively drive this process in your center, then have you guys, the center directors, notify me of that and who's going to be driving the process for you locally, a man on point. And then any other individuals who will be assisting him as a team. Those individuals I will invite to the group Google spreadsheet so that you can read and update contact information as you make your outreach efforts. And then I'm also providing some how-to step-by-step here in that page that Boysen is highlighting in that little table. Those will be three quick little how-to videos that I'm working on right now. They'll be done tomorrow afternoon about how to work with the spreadsheet, how to create a membership on behalf of a donor or show him how to do so. And then other just detailed questions, how to do this by check, how to handle some of the this and that detail. If you'd scroll down a little bit, boys, and I like to just hit the FAQ because these are the sorts of things I imagine men on the call might want to know in terms of how to make sure that your center does get credit for any individual donor, how to make sure that if he has moved and hasn't updated his records, how to make sure that we can help change that. So we want to make it easy for you to do this very actively should you choose to, and this is the best option for us to be able to support you in those efforts, and we'll be available throughout this 100 days and beyond in terms of getting men signed up for membership and making sure that your contributions get accurately allocated. And I'll be mostly, I am the main contact and point of support for you in that effort in your local membership-led, center-led membership outreach efforts. And I'll hush, and then I'm so, sure at some point here, boys, and you may have a Q&A or something. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Couple more details that may preempt a couple of the Q&A questions. Just eligibility requirements. There is some documentation at the bottom of the regular, the first 100 page. So for matching funds, anyone's eligible. That means an existing member, somebody who's already a member, if they go make a membership contribution, those 50-50 funds will still be eligible for the matching. There is no cap on the matching funds, so if someone chooses to make a large donation through the membership portal, that donation is going to get matching funds. We are going to count all new members toward the 100 starting from January. I'm sorry. We are going to start with the matching funds starting from January 1. So any new members, any membership contribution since January 1 will be getting matched. And then the other thing is about the 100. Any member that has joined since September 2nd of last year, of 2011, will count toward that 100. So since September 2nd of 2011, any new member that's joined will count toward the 100. And that will really acknowledge and honor the work that a lot of centers have already been doing on membership. They've mm-hmm. already started to grow these numbers and build the numbers. So that's there. And I'm open to questions, and I would also, if Rich, if you have anything that you'd like to add or throw in, I would be very happy to hear it.
Yeah, boys, and thanks. The first thing I'm aware of that was 27 years ago this week that we had the first new warrior training in Milwaukee. And so when I said I can't fucking believe this is happening, I genuinely mean that. From just a few men in Milwaukee to an international organization, now the recreation of USA, and the energy that's happened in the USA in the last year and a half since it's been recreated as its own region I still don't get that. But the generosity that has happened in terms of men's time, men's energy, has sort of always been there. And what's new to me is the amount of financial support that men are willing to give to make this whole thing work. And I think the guy that pushed me over the edge of that was Dan Pico and this $400,000 matching thing. That just I thought that's not going to happen. So I'm not going to say things aren't going to happen. It's not only that's not okay for me to do that. What's necessary is I have resisted the financial aspect of the organization, and I now totally understand that without financial support and without a commitment as members, we are not going to survive for not only not 25 years, for 5 years. So guys who are on the phone, I am grateful that you're here and showing up, and I want to encourage you to really dig in. And one of the issues that comes up all the time, we've already given money, we've given and we've given, and we're tired of giving. And I get that. And somehow, some way, and this has been going on for years, some way we as men figure out what needs to be happen next. And right now it's we need to become and we're already working toward financial stability, and this is the next step. So that's all I'm going to say, and I'm just happy to be on the call.
Oh, thank you, Rich. So if there, I'm really aware of time. I want to keep this phone call to no more than 45 minutes. That gives us 15 minutes if men have some questions that they want to pose now. Now's the time. And I see Randy Wessel. Yes, there are four men from Wisconsin. I misspoke earlier. Thank you to Randy and Joel for correcting me. Dick Granoff, go ahead.
Hi, guys. Thank you. $30,000 generously for matching grants, is that adequate? My calculation says we may, if we have success, we might need $50,000 to $150,000 for matching grants, for matching, or we're going to run out. Tell me how you came up with $30,000 and to be able to say that's going to be enough.
Cool. And so
this
the way
is Dan.
Yeah, go ahead, Dan. That's good.
Let me speak to that, Dan. Yep. Dick, actually my goal is to have 50, and right now what we have is 35. And in the wisdom of the group, it was just to run with what we got. So I would love to have 50 and then have 100,000 come in contributions and match that. We'd have a whole total of 150 for the organization. So hopefully we'll have some more large donors come forward, and we'll get there. Does that answer your question, Dick?
Yes, it did. Thank you. One other follow-up question. I understand men who signed up since September 2nd, 2011 will count toward the 100 men. Will the monies that they donated since September, between September 2nd and January 1, also be matched?
No. So contributed since January 1st, 2012 will be eligible for the matching.
Okay, thank you. That's it. Thank you.
David Grocott.
Thank you, Boysen. The flyers that you showed there, are those available at the marketing site? Will you send those out on an email? What's the process for them? Thank you.
Cool. That flyer is actually available right here. So when I clicked on it, it took me to a PDF. And you can just save this PDF right from here. You could actually print the PDF right from here as well. So it's live here, and I will put it up on the marketing.mkp.org site as well.
You could send the PDF to a local Kinko's or take it on a thumb drive to a Kinko's as well.
Yes, Staples, Kinko's, wherever you go. Mark Christman from the Philly communities asks, please address the eligibility for non-warriors and women. So membership in MKP USA is about supporting our mission and vision and our goals and is open to anyone. So there are already in multiple centers across the United States women and men and women who have not gone through the New Warrior Training Adventure, so non-initiated, quote, unquote, folks are already joined as members. And we encourage you to spread the word. And this is a place where using your public-facing web page as a membership tool is a good thing for you. Anyone who wants to support our mission, we are happy to have them as members.
Oh.
And anyone else have questions right now? I don't see any hands raised. I don't see any other questions up right now. Dick Grocott, David Grocott.
This is Dan.
Dan, go ahead, and then David, why don't you follow up?
Okay, well, I just wanted to follow up on that last piece. Our plan was we have close to 2,000 members now, and if we had 5,000 members, it's all pretty rough, but that would be a sustainable revenue process. With that, with our continuing fees, we'd be at financial sustainability, something we've never had before. But I think the leverage is 10 times that. So if you think about the number of people that know you, know MKP has been important for you, I think we could each have 10 more members. So I think the real number is something like 50,000 members. And then who knows what the radiant effects of that would be. So my wife's not only planning to join, now she's cut up a cedar bush we had in back, made little bundles that she wants me to give out to our I group so we have cedar to burn. I almost cried. I don't know where she came up with the idea, but becoming a member somehow got her thinking about how grateful she was to these men. And then she wanted to do something. So I think we don't even know what we don't know. And like Rich was saying, we're just limited by our own limiting thoughts. And that's what excites me so much about this. So I just wanted to put that out. Thanks.
Oh. David Grocott, and then I see you, Mark Christman.
With the opportunity to look really stupid around the technology here, you said I can click on this and download it as a PDF. I don't see how to do that, but from the screen you have up here, I can't find any way to make that happen.
So I'll do it again. So I'm just clicking. I'm using Google Chrome as my browser.
Let me handle that, boys. And so what he's talking about is directly from the website, not from this webinar. So if you go to mkpusa.org and you hit that widget button, go to the front page, you hit that at the website, again, outside of this webinar.
I understand.
Then you'll be
that
on that page. And
I gotcha.
Then you'll be there.
Thank you.
Certainly.
Right. Mark Christman, why don't you go ahead? Oh, he's playing with the buttons and he doesn't have a question. Thank you. Got it. Joel Burbach.
Okay. First of all, I want to thank Dan Pico for his brilliant ideas and his hard work and his old cash. And I know he was there, and he had a grand slam with fun to plan, and it looks like he's trying to do a doubleheader here, and I just want to commend him for it out loud. The second thing is I want to appreciate Rich Tosi's observations about this, and I just want to tell you, Rich, that with what you put together with those other two gangsters, you blew a lot of minds, and now it's our turn to blow yours. So just watch what we can do, and we'll make you prouder than what you've been. And then I want to close this by saying to Dick Granoff, I guess it's, as they say in America, first come, first serve. And Wisconsin's at the starting line. So we challenge all the rest of you to get there. And we're off to the races. And with that, I'm in.
Oh. Richard Torres.
My question was about how to sign up for the spreadsheet, but I figured it out, so I'm good.
All right. Thank you very much. And Phil Ropes asks, who do I contact to put a widget on my center's WordPress site? They can contact me, Boysen. So that's communications@mkpusa.org. And I will put a note up about that. I didn't get to it here, but I will put a note about that on the logistics page underneath the how here. There'll be an additional note about that. Great. You're welcome. Not seeing any other hands raised, seeing that it is 4:39, I'm going to go ahead and move us to another fast checkout. And thank you, men, for, again, taking time out of the middle of your day to do this and at such short notice. And I'm Boysen Hodgson. I'm checking out with gratitude and excitement. I can't wait to see how this starts happening. I know that the energy is building in multiple centers. I'm out with gratitude.